We have turned the page to a new chapter.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
Small crowds by security fences celebrating Inauguration Day. I'm Ken Duffy.
Will former President Trump remain a political force? We'll hear from the Daily Beast's Matt Lewis at 11:10. It's now 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Biden Inauguration Night concert has continued his theme of unity and optimism.
And I know it's gonna be.
Demi Lovato and frontline workers sang on the made-for-TV concert that also put the new president in front of a primetime audience.
There are moments in our history when more is asked of us as Americans. We saw that in the Civil War. We saw that with Dr. King dreaming from these steps across the mall. We are in one of those moments now.
Mr. Biden may get some help from Republicans on some things, but not all. More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With the two new Democratic senators from Georgia sworn in this afternoon, giving his party control, President Biden will have a better shot at passing his $2 trillion economic rescue package and an immigration reform plan. Mr. Biden called on Republicans to join him.
But are we going to step up, all of us? It's time for boldness.
After his speech, 17 Republican House members announced they'd work with him, including 11 who challenged his victory on the House floor just 2 weeks ago. But some Senate Republicans have already called his immigration plan a non-starter, and a contentious impeachment trial likely won't help.
It's no secret that former President Trump had trouble acknowledging his loss to Mr. Biden. He hasn't even spoken to him since the election. So it might surprise some to find out that he left a note for his successor, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is a letter that was private, as he said to you all. It was both generous and gracious. And it was just a reflection of him not planning to release the letter unilaterally, but I wouldn't take it as an indication of a pending call.
And it would administration means many may feel safer inside the White House. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
The biggest difference we've noticed here at the White House today between these administrations has been the new must-have accessory, because it is proof of a COVID test, which you are now required to get before you enter the White House grounds. Just one of many signs that this administration will be taking COVID a lot more seriously.
The president says ending the pandemic is his first priority, and getting more vaccine to those who need it is essential. CBS's Chris Martinez has more from Los Angeles.
5 vaccination supercenters opened in Southern California yesterday, but there's concern they will soon run out of shots. San Francisco's public health department says it will likely deplete its current supply tomorrow. New York City has vaccinated at least 500,000 people, but is also running low on vaccines.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
It's 11:03 on Wednesday evening, January 20th of 2021. 31 degrees, temperatures staying in the 30s tonight. Good evening. I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. Today's swearing-in of President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the U.S. Capitol. It was followed by another significant swearing-in that altered the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. WTOP's Mitchell Miller is on Capitol Hill.
Senator Chuck Schumer is now the Senate Majority Leader, something that literally took his breath away as he addressed the upper chamber.
Mr. President, I need to catch my breath. So much is happening.
Senator Mitch McConnell is now the Senate Minority Leader. That occurred after Vice President Kamala Harris swore in Georgia Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and Alex Padilla, who will take her place as California's second Democratic senator.
So help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
And with that, Democrats and Republicans now have a 50-50 split in the Senate, so the power tilts to Democrats, with Vice President Harris as the potentially deciding vote. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Inauguration Day looked much different in many ways, especially when it came to the lack of huge crowds that we've seen in years past. More on that from WTOP's Ken Duffy.
It was a cold, blustery day in the district, but some folks did show up here. In fact, the drum corps set up, playing in celebration of Joe Biden's inauguration. Several others did show. They wanted to show their support for the new Biden administration, despite the fact they were told not to come out on the streets. One, because of security reasons, and because of COVID-19. We're still in the pandemic.
I don't like it. It takes away from this beautiful city. But I think it was, I don't want to say overkill, because they didn't know and they had all these threats.
Some folks stopping by the north side of the Capitol with their Biden signs, American flags, taking pictures with the Capitol building as a backdrop. Near the Capitol, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
D.C. is going to start looking a lot more like it used to over the next day and a half. Security fences and concrete barriers are being removed tonight. In fact, we're learning of changes to the security perimeter, some bridge changes and road changes. You'll get updated on that coming up in traffic. The district says the breakdown will likely take a total of 36 hours. This aligns with the end of the inauguration pause on indoor dining, which expires on Friday morning. Restaurants in D.C. will then be able to return to 25% of maximum capacity. D.C. is opening up more appointments for older residents to get their first COVID vaccine shots. D.C. Health says starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, about 2,200 new appointments will become available for residents 65 years old and older who live in priority zip codes or healthcare workers. Those priority zip codes cover most of wards 1, 4, 5, 7, and 8. You'll need to register online or by phone because demand for the vaccine is so high, those appointments are expected to go very quickly. The Prince George's County School System believes it might be able to begin transitioning back to in-person learning in the spring. That depends on what happens with COVID-19.
Lots of factors will be weighed, but COVID considerations that could possibly trigger a Prince George's transition toward in-person learning include a new daily case count of 91 or lower. It's now 468, and a rolling 14-day average for new daily cases lower than 10 per 100,000 residents. For perspective on how soon that might happen, the number per 100,000 now is more than 51 versus the desired 10 or lower. Christy King, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, Daily Beast senior columnist Matt Lewis talks about former President Trump. Will he still have any influence in Washington? 1107.
Super Saturday. Save up to 75% off on all furniture at Ashley Home Store. Super Saturday. One day of the year. This Saturday, Ashley Home Store gives you free delivery and we pay your sales tax. Super Saturday is special buys like two-piece Ashley sofa and loveseat groups, only $6.95. And eight-piece Ashley bedroom sets, also $6.95. Don't miss our biggest Super Saturday. One day only. This Saturday at Ashley Home Store. In Falls Church, Fairfax, Gaithersburg, Waldorf, Capitol Heights, and Columbia.
2020, the year of the pandemic, unemployment, uncertainty, and the year I learned I may have to spend more for my HIV medicine. In the midst of everything else, a new Trump administration rule could take away